On Bob from Airfield, bee huts are being torn down daily as part of the U.S. Forces retrograde. But some bee huts have one last purpose to serve as training tools for the Air Force pararescuemen. Master Sergeant Ryan Darnell says the bee huts were available to train on before demolition.
So as Bagram begins to reshape, they're eliminating buildings that are otherwise redundant or unnecessary. And as their engineering crews are going through and doing all the demo on those, somebody had the idea, which thankfully they did, to say, hey, we've got some guys that might be able to train on these and actually make some use out of them before they just become a scrap pile of wood. So with that being the case, you know, they contacted us. We went over, took a look, and were able to drive today's scenario.
Captain Cameron Rochelle explains the scenario that the pararescuemen ran today.
The scenario we set up was, you know, breaching into a building that you don't know whether there's hostile people in there or not. So you have to kind of go in with force, clear the building methodically, and then once you find a safe place where you can package your patient, take care of your patient, you can keep security there and wait for an expo platform.
Having these buildings available for training is invaluable to keep the pararescuemen mission ready.
If you don't use it, you lose it. So we got to keep training, keep practicing our skills. There's a lot of pararescue skills. So if you don't practice them, they can go by the wayside. We got to stay at the tip top of our shape so that we can execute the mission if we call it to do so.
Guys getting hands-on tools that we would otherwise only get hands-on during an emergency. You know, without having a training facility, you know, you can go through and you can start a saw every week and make sure that it runs, but without having something to cut on, then, you know, it's a limited value. So having a building, obviously, is pretty huge.
Army Private Christina McKenzie, Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan.